Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to the FPL Roundtable, the only fantasy Premier League podcast where we guarantee that you might learn something about fantasy, probably. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries. Joining me, as always, is my good friend and partner in crime and somebody bemoaning Tanaka's first start today. It's Rob Langevin.
What's going on, Kevin? What's going on, everybody at home? You're welcome for the fast turnaround and hearing us and our subtle tones twice in, I don't know what, 5 days? That alone should like be like an inoculation for babies.
What?
Our voices and our fantasy knowledge is enough to inoculate babies.
In order to prevent them from getting viruses and stuff.
Viruses. Computer viruses.
Oh, right. Oh, for those that were concerned, this is my actual computer again. We have somehow saved it. It's staying alive.
Nice.
Thanks. I do what I can. This probably isn't going to be too hefty of an episode here, but there is some pretty relevant news that you probably need to hear. First off, Sadio Mane, going to be honest, it's just a whole leg injury. It looks like he could have hurt his ankle, his knee, and his hip all on that play. Looks like he'll definitely be out for the short term. Is this a player that you're definitely moving on, or are you willing to wait until we have more information? Obviously, we have a very short period of time to make this decision with the midweek matches coming up.
Yeah, he's owned in 21% of leagues. His price tag is inflated for a midfielder. I don't think you can go into the week without having him as having him on your team. I think there's too many better options out there with decent enough fixtures that you could miss a match with. You could even downshift to another Liverpool player like a Coutinho who had his monthly showing of good support for your fantasy squad, and then he'll probably now disappear for 3 weeks. You could throw your enjoyment on Roberto Firmino, who is probably someone I would tout more than Coutinho this week. I know Coutinho did well last week, but he always does well after he comes back from international and then completely disappears again. But the midfield ranks, with Mane's price tag at 9.6, you basically have the lateral movement to go anywhere you want. Basically pick a fixture with a midfielder that you like. You can even play the maybe I trust Riyad Mahrez game and against Sunderland this week and invest your money thusly. But Mane's the injury did not look comforting. It didn't look like an immediate, oh, I'll be back on Tuesday, Wednesday kind of thing. It actually makes me question if he'll be ready for the weekend fixtures as well. The thing about Liverpool is, how long are we trusting a Liverpool player past or before game week 34 when you wildcard, Kev? Liverpool doesn't double the rest of the way out. People are trying to set up their rosters for the double game week in 34 and the future double game weeks to be announced. Was Liverpool ever a team that you would be investing in, say, 34 and beyond? I know we've gone over their schedule a few times, going down the stretch.
Yeah.
And it's okay on the run-in, but is there anything there that you're like, I got to have a Liverpool player regardless of a double game week?
It's always nice having those guys that aren't going to blank at all. That you just ride on so you don't have to constantly switch your teams. But with the wild card still in play, which we both have, it does make it a little less appealing because we can just adjust that way. With Mane's price, somewhat struggles of late, although he did obviously score at the weekend. Coutinho's been hit and miss. Firmino's been very disappointing from a fantasy aspect this season. I wouldn't say you have to. I'd understand if you do. I wouldn't condemn it either way, but it's definitely not something I'm targeting. If I have a Liverpool player in before 34 and they're playing well, I probably wouldn't drop them just to drop them, but I mean, yeah, the fact they don't play doubles is obviously a negative, but obviously the upside is you don't have to worry about blanks either. And they are very good fixtures, basically through the end of the season.
Yeah, I think Southampton is their toughest fixture.
Which isn't
on the
tough
run
anymore because their defense.
I mean, it's still top 10. They're still top 10 defense, I believe.
True. So, yeah, I wouldn't be super worried about it. Other big news that weirdly nobody's really talking about yet, maybe just because we've turned around so fast that nobody else has had time to get a take in, is that Zlatan's back and available, but yep, no one Mata. Pogba's still hurt. Is this the first Herrera match? Forgot to check that. But regardless, this is not going to be a Manchester United team at full strength. Although Everton did look very leaky against Liverpool last week, are you interested at all in bringing Zlatan back, or is this kind of like the earn it 1 week and then maybe consider it before the weekend?
He's an immediate ad for me. I've actually already done it. I wanted to avoid the price change. He's not going to go up this week because he's locked because of the suspension, so he won't go up in price. But I wanted to make a move based on someone else for their price, so I just went ahead and did the two moves. But yeah, for me, Zlatan is the number one transfer in for basically everyone. If you have a transfer this week, and guess what, everybody does. Everybody should be bringing in Zlatan this week. You know, his run of games, you know, for the next three or four is okay. He's got Everton, Sunderland, Chelsea, and then basically you're setting yourself up for the double game week in 34 because United are the prize there when they play Burnley and City. Yes, most of these games, they do have three out of the five on the road, but you're building your Zlatan is the best player available on the 34 slate that doubles. There's no doubt about it with Palace and Southampton is the other
team.
Aren't
Palace is like
has
awful?
Yeah, Palace's matchups are just awful, but you know there still is some squeaky value there. You know, we'll get into that a little bit more. You know, I do like guys there, and my other move there was based on a Crystal Palace player. So I'm trying to set myself up for week 34. You know, continuing my doesn't hurt me now, but will help me in the future motif. Zlatan for me is a must add. I think he's more important as a fantasy forward right now than Aguero and Costa, and yeah, that's pretty much. I put him above those two, and you know we'll segue this into a different thing because I just said Diego Costa, and I do want to talk about this only because I think he's becoming more fantasy relevant. I know his price tag is not conducive of what we've seen all year, but look at what he's doing right now, Kevin. Jamie Vardy is becoming a fantasy asset again, correct? At 9.9, he's putting himself back into that, all right, I deserve to be in the Lukaku, Kane, Costa, Aguero, Ibrahimovic category, correct? Mm. I mean, four goals and four.
And two assists,
I think he's got seven in his last six all comps. I mean, for my money right now, I'd rather own Jamie Vardy for their next few fixtures. I mean, I know Leicester plays they're home to Sunderland this week, but this is we usually do an either or segment, and with the short week, we kind of are pulling away from it a little bit. But in a nutshell, Kevin, over the next few fixtures, would you rather own Jamie Vardy or Diego Costa?
It's Vardy, and it's crazy that it is, especially at that price. But he continues to score, and Costa hasn't been.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I mean, look at Vardy's next upcoming fixtures. Leicester still has one double game week. It's yet to be determined. It'll probably be in week 37, and it's not going to be very sexy because their makeup game is against Spurs. So the week 37 fixture, if you're planning this far ahead, will be they'll have City and Spurs in that double game week. That's not very sexy, but here is upcoming fixtures. He's home to Sunderland. He's at Everton. He's at Crystal Palace. He's at Arsenal. He's at West Brom. And Leicester, before they started really getting hot, was basically just a dreadful, god-awful, you know, away club. And I know that's not really, I know that's kind of a scary fact, but look at Diego Costa's upcoming fixtures. He has Man City at home, Bournemouth away, United away, Southampton home, Everton away. That's four out of the five next games against top 10 defenses. He's got four out of five. And with the quick game against City and then the quick turnaround about Bournemouth, you know, there's the way Chelsea's playing, I can see them actually muddling up something and giving some guys a rest. I'm not saying who or what, but I don't see them putting out what we saw on, you know, Saturday against Crystal Palace. I think one or two changes are going to be made. I know they haven't made changes much all year, but I could see it coming because at the end of the game, they kind of were throwing all pits at the pendulum at the end of the game. They basically playing with like three defenders and seven midfielders and attackers. So, so I'm with you on the page that Jamie Vardy is basically more important right now than Diego Costa.
Yeah, which again, just feels crazy to say, but agree with you there. That's a very easy segue into Sarcis, unless there's any price changes you wanted to get in.
Well, I mean, I do want to talk about some price changes. There are a couple that have gone up. There's not many. I'll just run through them real quick. Leighton Baines has gone up because these are mostly guys that have played on Saturday because they actually had an effect for the one day of price change. Leighton Baines has gone up. Riyad Mahrez has gone up. Tadic has gone up. Rashford's gone up. And for some strange reason, Llorente went up, but he didn't even play, which is a huge conundrum. And then on the price downs, Phil Jones, Winston Reid, Sadio Mane went down because people just reacted to the injury really quick. And then Michael Antonio went down because he's out for another two, three games at least. And then on the speculative price ups, basically we don't care about price downs because they're yesterday's news. Antonio Valencia is going to go up tonight. Philippe Coutinho, Dele Alli, Jamie Vardy, and Wilfred Zaha are scheduled to go up. Also, Jan Vertonghen and Roberto Firmino are probably scheduled to go up as long as their transfers continue at the same pace they go in. Thanks to our friends at Fantasy Football Fix for their established stats and forecasting. But there's nobody in there that shouldn't be going up. And we mentioned a guy, and we'll probably talk to him because he's probably going to get mentioned by one or both of us in Start Sits. But Wilfred Zaha, was it just me or – I know it was a highlight game. It was against the number one club, but that was pre-AFCON Wilfred Zaha stuff that
he
saw. Correct?
So good. Jeez, yeah. I'm not worried about those matches for him at all. I've already brought him in this week.
Yeah, me as well. And that I mentioned before that I brought in Ibrahimovic as one of my moves, and Zaha was my other move because he's speculatively expected to go up, and I wanted to save the penny, so I did Zaha and Ibrahimovic in. But we'll get on our teams in a little bit, Kev. Who do you got on your start side of this game week 31?
Yeah, for my starts, you've already basically used up all the talking points. But Jamie Vardy, with Lukaku and Costa both kind of flopping at the weekend, Vardy's very interesting. Only Lukaku has contributed two more goals than Vardy's six over that period. Like we said, four goals, two assists. And Sunderland have a bottom five defense. And Vardy, seven of his nine goals have come at home, which is where Leicester are playing this weekend. So he is definitely worth owning at this point. In midfield, the obvious one is Dele Alli. I don't think there's a debate any longer on which Tottenham midfielder is the best option. I think it's pretty clearly Alli. And he has become the focal point in Kane's absence while Kane's been out hurt. Could have easily had two goals at the weekend, did have the assist. I don't want to take yours. But I'll just name drop Fabregas, who I said I was definitely going to bring in this week. I brought in Zaha just because he's cheaper. But I may still, depending on where I go from Mane, I'm really not sure if I'm going to go Alli or Fabregas, but I obviously like both of those. And there's another one, but I'm going to leave that because it sounded like you were alluding to it earlier. As for defenses, I like Burnley. I don't mind Watford. I like Palace against Southampton. We just heard right before we started recording that Gabbiadini will not be fit in time. Tottenham, obviously, against Swansea. And Dare I say Liverpool? I just saying, Bournemouth away. I don't know. I think there could be a little sneaky value in there. But kind of like we were saying, do you want to own Liverpool people if it's not like a great matchup? I don't know. But anyway, it's worth a look. Who do you have in yours for people you're thinking about of starting this week?
Yeah, defensively, you hit on basically everybody I love. Spurs is a must own. I think Burnley at home against Stoke is a sneaky good call. I like Hull at home against Middlesbrough. My count this week is Andrew Robertson. Got a goal last week. Hull is the better at home. They're just not one of those teams who can consistently keep clean sheets. They always seem to break your heart and give you the West Brom symptoms of clean sheetedness and just let one in and just ruin it. Through the midfield, I mentioned him a couple times, and I just brought him in. It's Wilfred Zaha. I'm not concerned what Southampton's going to do defensively at home. I think that Zaha is going to, if he does have the energy level that he did at the Chelsea game, that's the one thing. That only thing I worry about is that he doesn't have the energy level that he had playing against a number one team versus a middle club team like Southampton. I was impressed what he did. He had fitness, he had speed, he had skill. It's basically everything, and he has a great price tag for fantasy FPL. You know, him at 5.6. I mean, that's a great buy. You know, he falls into that middling price tag of the Josh Kings and anybody else that's usable in that 5 range that you want to, you know, throw a star on and add to your team. He looks like a plus, and if you're building for the future, he's got a double game week in 34. In the forwards, you know, I had Jamie Vardy down, and you said him, but I had a secondary guy. And I think that, you know, if people own a Sadio Mane and they want to gamble and are stuck and they want a sneaky forward option, how about Divock Origi? Came on in the game after Mane left, and he had a cracker of a goal. His price tag 6.1. I mean, there's no guarantees that he's going to play, but he's fresher than the guys who went abroad and played internationals. He only got, 50 minutes in the game over the weekend. I could see him getting a start from the beginning of the game and actually maybe flourishing against the Bournemouth side that likes to ship goals. Like I said, that's a complete gamble for anybody who owns a Sadio Mane and they don't really trust a Philippe Coutinho and they don't trust a Firmino. I know they're different positions. Stop yelling at me through the internet. But I'm just saying that if you wanted to make an additional change and gamble on a Liverpool player this week, it would be Divock Origi. I do not trust Philippe Coutinho. I think that he comes around once a month and then disappears. He's like the creature from South Park with this broccoli with the Patrick Dempsey leg and the celery. That's what he is. I can't remember the name of it, but it's hilarious. But that's what he is. He comes around, peeks his head, and goes oogie boogie. I'm on your fantasy team, gets transferred in 50,000 times, and then does nothing. That's basically Philippe Coutinho in a fantasy season in a nutshell. We'll just jump right into my sits because they're pretty basic. On the forward side, anybody on Troy Deeney or wanted to look at Watford, sail it. There's better options. Just invest your money in high-priced guys who are going to double and give you some kind of value. Through the midfield, Kevin texted me today, wow, Mesut Ozil looked good today. I said, cool, show me it more than once, and he'll probably be in the Bundesliga.
I said that he's been more impressive lately. Went on and did nothing.
I know. Well, he got an assist, but, you know, let's cheer for Mesut Ozil, his price tag, and when he's playing in the Bundesliga next year. And on defense, if you own a Stoke defender, then week 31 is not the play. I think Leicester rolls this game. I think this is a game that Leicester comes out and probably scores 3 goals and makes the Potters look like clay. Okay, that's what I got.
Got him or something?
Maybe. Got him, maybe.
Who you got in defense then?
What happened?
Did you go through defense?
Yeah, I said Stoke. Just avoid Stoke defenders.
Oh, that was it. Okay, gotcha. For me, for my sits, I actually had a question mark on Divock Origi. So glad to get your thoughts there. For Tottenham, Jansen is definitely not starting this one. Also, over 5% of teams still have Rondon in them. He hasn't scored since his hat trick against Swansea 15 matches ago. You did already mention Origi. It was. What do you think of Rashford now that it looks like Rooney's back? Ibrahimovic is back. Do you think he gets a wing slot, or do you think he's just unownable now?
I think Martial will stay in the lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Rashford will be, if United is winning, I think that he comes back. Also, the one good thing about Ibrahimovic coming back this week is, guess what? He didn't just play 3 days ago, so he's going to have full energy. So there's not any question about him playing on 90.
Yeah, he's at almost a month off now. For me in midfield, kind of tied to that Liverpool question mark for defense, is that I'm not expecting anything from Josh King this week. I know that he's been scoring loads of goals, but I looked into some of the more underlying stuff. Did you know that he's only averaging one shot on target per match over his last five matches?
Yeah, I know his shot, his goal to
it's goals, insane.
Shots on goal is ridiculous. He's got like eight goals in his last like 12 shots or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's nuts. Like that hat trick game, he had three shots on target and yeah, three goals. Yeah. Which did not include the penalty because that was not on target. but anyway, the Liverpool defense looked surprisingly adequate against Everton. I'm just kind of leaning away a little bit from Josh King this week. I still own him. I'm not going to sell him, but this isn't called buy sell. It's called start sit, and I'm probably going to sit him this week. Then in the back line, I'm selling on the Bournemouth guys. I had still had Adam Smith through all of these ups and downs, and now I'm selling high. Two cleans and some BAPs in the last two matches, but now Bournemouth are going to face the three best attacks in football three consecutive weeks. Mm-hmm. So the prices are about as high as they're going to get right now. I recommend shipping off now. We are chugging right along here. As for captain choices for you, you have a direction you're particularly leaning?
I own both Lukaku and Ibrahimovic, so they probably negate each other. I don't own, you know, Alexis Sanchez. That would probably be my number one if I did own Sanchez. Mm-hmm. I captained Ali. He got me an assist last week. This fixture looks even better than last week.
Must have been real frustrating because he should have had so many more points.
Yeah, he was involved in so many build-ups and just nothing came to flourish. But, you know, this game looks better than last week's game where I thought he could do something. You know, playing at Swansea, I think that Spurs go into this and I'm not saying they run roughshod, but I think that Swansea are going to give up a goal. I know defensively Swansea is pretty stout. They're better at home. Let's put it that way. They're not frigging what they used to be because they were god-awful at the beginning of the season through, like, Christmas, and they've gotten a little bit better since Bradley has gone. Ali is tempting. I wouldn't put it on any of my forwards. Defoe is my third forward. It's looking like an Ali, or if you own Alexis Sanchez, Alexis Sanchez is the guy. If you own Alexis Sanchez, he's the guy this week. And, you know, and the Chelsea guys are playing Man City. So you get four good clubs with a lot of fantasy options, United, Everton, Chelsea, Man City. You know, they kind of negate each other. I know it's a weird thing to think about, but when the bigger fantasy clubs play each other, you kind of shy away from using those players with the, you know, the extra onus of putting a captain on them. That's just me. I don't know. But yeah, so it's right now as my team sits, it'd probably be Dele Alli.
Mm. Yeah, for me, I'm going to be captaining Alexis. You already mentioned your moves. For me, I've already swapped Snodgrass for Zaha. I was just real tired of Snodgrass's nonsense, and Zaha was very appealing. The problem with that impulse swap is that if I want to make another move, like from Mane to Ali or Fabregas, I can do that, but then I can't get off the Bournemouth guys, which I just told you to do. So it'll be interesting to see which route I take, but I will be making one of those moves as well. I know we asked for praise early on for getting something out. This was crazy brief, just a little over 20 minutes, but we thought it was important to address some of those things. But we will head out of here somewhat early, so Rob, why don't you tell the folks where they can find you?
As always, you can find me on the Twitter machine at Smokey_Loogie, and you can find my writings and stylings on Razzball.com.
Yep, and I am your other host, Kevin DeVries, at Kevruff on Twitter. Check out all my stuff, Goal.com, EPL Index, also the EPL Roundtable, also, what else? The Eagles Beak, also our DFS videos through, VIPBet.com. Wow. Blanked on that real hard. Hope they don't listen to this. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Sorry this is brief, but also you're welcome this is brief. We didn't have time nearly for as much nonsense, but baseball's back and we have to go record a DFS video now in this quick turnaround before these midweek matches. But hopefully this has helped. Hopefully you finish pretty highly this week and we will catch you probably Thursday. Are we going to try to record Wednesday again?
We could do Wednesday, maybe.
All right. Well, there you go. A little peek behind the curtain there. I think we're going to try to do Wednesday as well. So, yeah. Anyway, like we said, best of luck. We'll catch you then.
Peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.